A triple threat here from the Open Electronics Lab. Three presenters, and they're going to give us an overview of their development of open hardware and kind of transitioning from getting into that into some really awesome hardware that they are that they have developed and that are available for people to look at, fork and reuse. So please give a warm welcome to the Open Electronics Lab.
Thank you. So I'm Eric. With me is Kendrick Shaw and Ace Medlock. We're the repository admins of the Open Electronics Lab. And when we got started in 2011, we were a lot more novice than we are today. Perhaps like some of you, back in 2011, I had never done SMD solder work ever, never done any surface mount. I looked at the multi-layer boards and I felt really pretty like that end of stuff was outside of the realm of hobbyists. I do a little bit of through-hole soldering. That's kind of it. But then there was this really interesting chip that came out. It was only available in an SMD package. And we thought, well, okay, maybe we can build a breakout board for it. So a single thing we can do for that. And sure enough, we were able to do that. I only screwed up one board in the process, so it wasn't too bad. And from there, we went all in on the surface mount, and we built something that we weren't just getting EEG signals on, but we were able to get ocular signal and EKG and muscular things. And we were even able to control a mouse pointer using our mind. It was pretty neat. And people started asking, hey, can I get one of those? But these things were big. They were difficult to build. We didn't know enough about putting test points on to modularize your design to make it easy to debug. And so we said, no, we don't want to be in the business of testing this stuff. So we designed something that was a little bit more accessible. So something that you can build yourself, or you can have somebody fab it for you. It's pretty straightforward. It's not super expensive. Sits right on top of an Arduino, and you can play with driving your quadcopter or whatever. And that got people interested. And one day, Robin from Hamilton joined our session, and he gave us the insight that in the low-resource environments of poor countries in Africa and such, what's killing their devices is not what I expected. I expected, like, humidity and dust and things like that. He said it was bad power. And so we started thinking, maybe we could build a device suitable for that environment. So how do you get from we're novices to we're going to build a piece of medical equipment? Well, there's a lot of FOSS tools out there to support you from the novice through your growth and your experience. And I think the Arduino boards are a great place to start, and there's all sorts of tools to get you going. KiCad is what we started with, and as we've grown everything we've been one throw at KiCad, it's handled for us. We do some fairly complex schematic design, obviously, and then here's like a six-layer board. And by the way, if you're doing any schematic design, or excuse me, board design today, I really recommend using four-layer boards, because anytime I'm trying to go diagonal across the board, I don't want to try to sneak around all the components. I want one layer that's just horizontal, one layer that's just vertical. I via down, go over and up, pop out, and then I'm there. Really saves time on my layouts. And then also, I recommend doing some yourself, hand do some yourself, but it's not that much expensive to get them pre-populated, and you can get them with combinations of through-hole and SMD, two-sided. This thing has everything except one component, and that way, I have to do the vroom chip ourselves, but that's not a huge time investment. The Arduino build environment, no matter how novice you are, you say, I'm not a C coder, I don't do embedded dev, this is a great place to start. If you've done any development whatsoever, they've really made it fairly easy. Now, as you get more experience, you may move away from this tool, you may use more, you may like your different libraries and such, but in terms of early prototyping, to this day, we still reach to this first when we're playing with something new, because it's so quick and easy to get up and running, get something going. And then another tool that we really have enjoyed using is OpenSCAD. I'm not an artist. I'm not going to draw beautiful things in the art programs are. But I am a developer, so I want to be able to programmatically describe this is the shape of the thing and have it render and then have one of our other collaborators print it out for us.